Hi, everybody. Well, today is Saturday, which is Saturday Night Live on the Light Shop. The day today is March 10th, 2018. And let's clear off this energy off of you for the day. So here we go. Releasing this from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. That feels good. Let's charge up the light beam on your monitor screen. Or maybe you have more than one. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And if you have a situation going on that you're having difficulties with, let's release that from you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And that looks good. And we'll bring our co-host on. Ann, so are you out there, Ann?
Yes, I am, Ron. Good evening. Welcome. Welcome, everyone listening. As Ron said, it is March 10th, 2018, and it's Saturday, so we will be visiting Creation Lightship later in the show. And at that time, we can all request one physical healing. My suggestion, as all of us are more and more at peace, to write down physical issue right now so you have that with you, or even tape it on you or something for later, because sometimes we get so relaxed and peaceful, and then the time goes by and we forget to make our request. And that's a shame, because it's very special. And also, you're welcome and encouraged. Please send in some room requests. We've been getting some really great ones lately. Anything of nature that you would like to experience true source energy of. So you'll, you know, for instance, you may really love elephants, and you can experience the true energy of elephants. And some people even see and feel them when we go on the light ship, which is really great. Also, you can contact us by sending an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com or clicking on the link to the Weebly chat page that's on the BBS radio station page. So if you have any questions or anything, you can actually send messages any time of the day or night. And we really appreciate hearing from everybody. Let's see, there's a lot of changes have been going on that are very positive and uplifting. And, of course, ongoing, and Ron will maybe talk more about that tonight. And I thought I would read some emails, Ron. We have a couple of testimonials regarding that.
Great. Go ahead.
Okay. So the first one is, Dear Ron, since this new life that I have and seemingly unlimited energy, I wanted to share with you, there were two healings I was very compelled or inspired to run for myself, the nanotechnology clearing and the cultural enslavement clearing. On the second one, I put in many emails and YouTube subscriptions that I recently disconnected from. The only emails I receive now are from you at Creation Lightship, and the only YouTube channel I'm subscribed to is the Ron Amatron channel.
Yeah, that's great. So let me do that, clearing. I'm thinking maybe you do have a subscription out there, people listening to something, and you get these emails. So let me release the energy from that email, even if you haven't opened it. So I want you to think of what you may have coming across your emails, and I'll do three of them. So think of the first one that you have. Maybe it's one of those lottery winning ones from who knows where, Africa or someplace, and they want your address and bank account number, you know, because you won. Anyway. Those are floating around, but who knows? But here we go. You have your own little ones that you get that you may not like. So here we go. First one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And we'll do another one here for you. And here we go. And you can still go back and listen to the email, you know, afterwards. This is just a test for you. Maybe every day you get up and you go to YouTube and you watch you know, some special one that is on there talking about a subject that is happening worldwide, and you want to get information yourself, you know, on what's happening, and every day you view this thing. So you can still go back and view it, but I'm going to take the energy away from it, and you can see how you feel, because you don't know if you're being hit or not with something. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's heavy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay. And see how that feels for you. And pick another email that you may have. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And what I'm going to do is release from you the energy of maybe an ambulance, you know, and or police car as they have their sirens going by. Okay, maybe you're walking on the street in New York. It's, you know, a very common occurrence. I think they like doing it because they can, you know, going 2 miles an hour and putting the thing on, you know. And yeah, but anyway, I won't go into all that stuff, but if you've lived back there and you know what I'm talking about, they just love doing that. But maybe you're in a town where maybe you only hear it once a week, or maybe you live next to a fire department or something. So what I'm trying to say is, when you hear this, is that developing fear in you? So number one, are you picking up the energy from the people maybe in the police car or the fire truck or something, because they're now knowing where they're going? And that siren is going, which alerts you. And are you empathic enough to pick up that energy, number one? Or maybe you were in an accident years and years ago, and you remember hearing the siren coming to save you from something. And so each time you hear the siren now, it triggers you. So this will be whatever way it's affecting you here. So here we go. Let's release that sound of the sirens. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Still more energy there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 30. That feels better. Okay, Ann, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, Ron. Wow, that was really nice and really interesting for you to clear emails for us. And I was thinking, when you said, you know, you can still go read the email, it'll just be less charge, and sure, you may have things that you need. And it's funny, I had three emails in my inbox. It was perfect, so I knew exactly what I requested to have cleared for me. And I remembered when people were first doing a couple of healings, the people courting and also the soul family disconnection. A lot of listeners wrote in like, but wait a minute, I don't want to disconnect from my children or my spouse or whatever. But what actually you explained and people later validated is you actually have better relationships because you don't need to be courted or weirdly off alien connected to people. And, of course, some people may drop out of your life, but you'll only be glad about that. But the people that are in your life, like if you have children or whatever, you're going to have better relationships. So I would imagine it's the same with, I don't know, like you get emails from somebody because of what it's your bank. Well, you need your bank, right? You can't not deal with your bank anymore. But you don't want to be courted by your bank or to your bank. Is that correct?
Yep, that is correct, yes. Uh-huh.
So we can actually have better relationships with who we choose to have a healthy relationship with.
Yes.
Great. Okay, we're getting some room requests in. Thank you, everyone, very much for that. Okay, so go to another email, Ron. the other night you were talking about someone had thunder, or heard thunder and saw thunder during a snowstorm, and someone wrote, wow, that must have been a huge ship. I saw that thunder snow. That's what we call it here in the Midwest on the weather radar. It was a big system that had thunderstorms in front of a snowstorm, then an ice storm. Saw that it then went to the East Coast. Glad for Creation Lightship kicking butt. Three cheers for the winning team.
Yep, that's what happened. The soldiers were probably 80% of the battle there. The other 20%, I don't have that information on, but it was the soldiers doing that. It could have been they could have been working with U.S. Space Command, possibly. But anyway, that's what I would suspect it would have been. So yeah, that's what I get is when I looked at it, and it was a gigantic ship. I mean, really, really large, covering states. So back to you.
Okay, Ron. I think everyone really enjoys being updated on what you and the special forces are up to, and we have a very exciting announcement, especially for new people. A week from Tuesday, and I'm just going to open my calendar here, and I meant to already do this, Ron will be doing more enlistments. It will be on the Tuesday afternoon, 5:30 p.m. Pacific time call. It's the courting release call, and that will be... today's the 10th, so the next Tuesday, the 20th. The 20th of March, Ron will be enlisting people into the Special Forces. So if that's something you're interested in doing, enlisting, or if you would like, if you're already enlisted, you can change countries that you're aligned with and working with if you want to on that date. And we'll keep talking about it between now and then.
And then also kind of Expo-related, if you want to listen to the workshops, lectures that I have, it's a $20 donation. And send me the receipt, and I'll forward over to you the PIN number to call on. So that's at the New Life Expo. So, and then also, we have on the 24th, the special financial workshop, and that one, I believe, is also $20, and you could write in the subject line, the date of the event, which would be the 24th, so don't get them confused, and then the expo, just put New Life Expo, lectures in the subject line there, and I'll be sending the information over next week. So, that's anything else we can do healings for? Or?
Well, Ron, I wanted to read this email from a listener, and then I thought maybe a few healings are mentioned in this email, and I thought you might want to do some samples of that, of these. Shall I read it?
Yep, go ahead.
Okay, dear Ron, I was feeling overwhelmed and fed up till about a week back. Then I started the mental barcode removal, which I have been doing the entire week. I have also completed the following whole life clearings this past week: the slavery clearing, infinite sadness, jealousy, betrayal release, and the desire wanting clearing. I am now so centered and peaceful. I'm not sure if it's mainly because of the aliens being kicked out or a combination of that and the clearings above, but now I have this newfound sense of freedom, like I'm finally not being targeted, spied on, or attacked. Really awesome. If you could only also get these annoying clones out of here. Having enrolled with the Vikings, I do get tempted to take their heads off every now and then. Laugh out loud. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah, so that listener is referring to being an enlisted soldier fighting with Vikings, who Ron let us know like to cut people's heads off. Aliens.
Yeah.
So, Ron, maybe I was thinking that we could do some, you could do some samples of some of those healings.
Okay, so what one should I do first? You have your favorite one there that the person wrote in?
Well, I thought that the first one she mentioned was the slavery clearing, and it's a little connected to what we already were talking about with emails and the cultural enslavement clearing.
So I'll do slavery, then I'll do cultural enslavement.
Okay.
So here we go. Slavery clearing. Let's just see how this energy gets released from you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And I'll do it again here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Still some more energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. Now this may make you actually walk different afterwards. So you may want to get up and walk, see if you're walking better. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. There we go. And now we'll do cultural enslavement. And this is different also. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. So the cultural enslavement, let's just say that you have green skin, okay? And you're one of those green skin people, and you lived in your green skin neighborhood, you know, which maybe was 10 miles square, and somehow you had to move into the brown skin people place, okay? So now you move over there, and number one, the brown skins don't really like you because you're not, you have green skin, and the brown skin people like brown skin. And you're trying to integrate yourself with the brown-skinned people. So being green, you don't really know too much about it because your cultural enslavement brought you into the awareness of, you know, only being connected to green-skinned people because you don't know anything about brown skin. So right away, you would like to, but the cultural enslavement is holding you hostage so you can't connect with other people. So that's the way you can look at the clearing also. And it could also do with mannerisms, thought patterns, and everything else. So if you're, you know, and maybe even trying to do a job change, maybe, you know, you can't do that in, you know, having green skin, you know. All you can do is maybe sweep floors, and that's all green skin people know how to do, and being in upper management doesn't even, you don't even know what that is, you know. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. And I was thinking, is there a specific institution maybe or something you could clear us from that would come under the umbrella of cultural enslavement, like banks, for instance?
Yeah, you could all pick a topic where you're a slave to something, you know. You could be a slave to your local grocery store. May only be one in your town. So right away, that could indicate that, maybe. So just think of something that you're connected to. So here we go, releasing that energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And the cultural enslavement could even be your culture. Everybody has to have geese in their front yard because everybody had it once upon a time, and now you have geese. And now you're the one that has to go out and put a little thing around the goose's neck because you got to go out and do geese walking. So you have a collar on it with a leash, and now every day you got to do your your geese walking down the street because they need exercise. So, you know, that would be you being a slave in your culture to geese because they believe in geese. So back to you.
That's really interesting, Ron. Okay. And the next clearing this listener mentioned, which I don't think we talk about too much, infinite sadness. Would that be one you could do a sample of, possibly?
Yeah, normally that's used for somebody who maybe who has had maybe multiple deaths in their family. Possibly that would be one that would be pretty awful, you know, to get stuck in the emotions of all that, or just situations that feel like you don't have any hope. So here we go. Think of your own particular situation. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke, that sounds good to me. Feels good. So next one in.
The next one is jealousy.
Okay, here we go. Jealousy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. And that could also be being brought to you by the nano particles in the air also, you know, to control you possibly. So back to you.
Right. Oh, and I did want to just say someone wrote in about that nanotechnology clearing, feeling good after having done it. And that clearing is only $25. And then, of course, to make it unlimited, you would add in $50, which is well worth it. And that is the healing, just to remind everybody that along with it, it's quite thorough, by the way. It goes way back in time. But also what comes with it is the auric field protection, which is a fantastic healing to, you know, just run every day. okay, Ron, the next one. A betrayal release.
Okay. So this could go all different directions. It could be betrayal between you and your spirit, possibly. It could be, you know, betrayal with people around you, or you betraying.
Betraying.
yourself. So here we go. Releasing that energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. Okie doke. So, back to you.
Okay. And the last one is the desire wanting clearing.
Here we go. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Okay, Ann.
Okay, and we have an email here, Ron. Thank you for all those samples. Thank you so much for doing the mind looping sample on Friday night's show. I was able to really focus on a specific issue I'm having, and it felt like a weight was lifted off of me. I feel I need to purchase that as a whole life clearing for myself. Thank you.
Great.
Right. So with all of these healings, if, for instance, when Ron did the jealousy one just then, if you did feel a release or some relief, it's a good idea to get that clearing for you because that means you were, you know, getting some relief. Okay. Okay, so somebody wrote in such a great email describing something else from last night that I want to read this, and then maybe you can talk a little bit more about this, Ron. Oops, wait, they sent in two, so let me make sure I have the first one. Here we go. Living on life force. When Ron talked about living on life force last night, I didn't think it was possible until after ascension. However, I executed it perfectly today at work. I am a chef, and while making some croutons, I filled up one container inside me and filled up another one and started using the first one. After about 30 minutes, I opened up the second container, and it was like the uncorking of a bottle. The container went all the way from the bottom of my feet to my heart or stomach area. It was huge. I could actually feel the container open, and I was flooded with life force energy. The bad part was I used this container way too early, and since it was so big, I felt kind of dazed with life force, like I got too much. Hours later, I still have not filled more containers because I feel so full. It's great and healing. I need more coaching on how to do this great exercise. Thanks, Ron.
Yeah, maybe in a month or so when we get more people commenting about it, we can maybe do a show on it.
But okay.
We're still in the infancy of it and exploring how it's going to work and the ways that you can, you know, actually use it yourself. So back to you.
Okay, and then the second, the follow-up email just says, to follow up to my earlier email, I have filled one more container of life force to live in, but have not yet opened it. I'm saving it for the right time. So, okay, we'll wait and talk more at length about that. I wonder if people are feeling, well, this listener, he really described it so well, that feeling of just fullness, but lightness. You know, you don't know if you're heavy or light, and I have been having experiences of that as well, just from doing the mind to heart drop, as you suggested, and also commanding to stay real. And I just feel like there are so many densities released now that we have more access to our own life force energy. So thank you, Ron, and Special Forces.
Okay. And so when you do that container exercise, we'll say, just keeping it very simple, just know that if you did get low on one, it will automatically get charged up for you. So you normally don't want to work with your original one that you're filling up. You want to work with the additional ones, which we could call your reserve containers, and use that energy. So you don't want to get rid of your core energy that you have with you. That needs to stay pristine. So it kind of like overfills. It'd be like looking at a waterfall, and the water comes out of the top of the waterfall first, and then it fills everything else up below it. So you want to use the ones below the waterfall. So back to you.
Okay. Looking for another email to read. Okay, someone has... Oh, I did want to say that last Saturday night, you were talking about color, Ron, and you mentioned a person that wrote a book about water and the energy of putting those color filters into the water and also using it for healing. I believe his name is Darius Dinshaw. Well, a listener very kindly sent sort of PDF cheat sheet about that information. So if anyone wants that, they can just send an email request to CLS Questions, and I'll forward it on to you. It's very interesting. And who knows? Some having some different color in our lives might be healing. So here's a question, Ron. I think this is a subject you have tackled in the past. Liking same-gender people. Hi, Ron. Please comment about homosexuality. Is it a natural occurrence or an alien-made program? Either way, which clearings do you suggest to help this uneasy situation, which attracts people's attention? And I guess the person is writing about a family member who's 39 years old. Thank you so much.
Well, my own belief is that it's a government situation where they transmit stuff from the nanoparticles to change people's sexuality. So that's what I believe. It could be something else, too. I don't want to offend anybody, but there are, you know, studies that kind of go that way on it, I'm sure. So basically, you need to do something if you want to, I don't know, it sounds like they're asking a healing to do to correct that, to put them back to where they were before. That's how I'm taking that information there. The only thing I can think of is a nano-clearing to do that. Maybe the NATO barcode could possibly help. You definitely want to check your psychic billboard, because that could be bringing things to you from the Viana. Remember, that says three clearings, what, where you are, what your friends think of you, okay, whatever that would be, and what the aliens are doing to you. So your psychic billboard could possibly help. And you need to do something, maybe the special clearing, and maybe put in body genetics. So maybe let's just say that hypothetically, we'll say that since the person is 39, we'll just say that you're 40, and you were fine until you hit 20, and you didn't know what was going on, and so maybe your genes got altered. So you may want to do a special clearing for your genes being changed by external forces in you, or, you know, outside of yourself. So that's what I would look at. It's probably some type of program that's activated from the Beyondo coming into you or the person that you're, you know, trying to help out with the clearing. And the internal one may not be that, I don't know, you know, how would society have a program unless it was altered? So, you know, I just don't know how you would have an internal program. I'm sure it could be there, but it has to be under a mass hypnosis of everybody, you know, to have it come in to you at a given time frame. So the whole thing is under mind control. That's what I'm, you know, trying to say. And it connected to you. So anyway, we'll kind of let that one go. I don't want to offend any people. But that's what I believe is happening here. It's something that is being, you know, brought, you know, onto the planet for some reason. Because that's really, normally if you go places, you see men and women together. And now it's like where I live in the summertime, you might find five or six guys together, and then you find, you know, the same amount of girls together. And it just seems kind of strange. You know, the old days, you would always see couples. So, you know, I just don't know what to say about it. But in my generation, that really wasn't, an issue that I saw going on. And I think it probably started switching over maybe in the mid-70s. So back to you.
Right, and a listener wrote in, and I do believe you have discussed this at least twice on other shows in the past, and someone wrote in to say that you have also brought in the issue of entities, and think that might be helpful to this listener.
Oh, yeah, entities, of course.
Entity clearing, yeah. Boy. Be nice if we could just get rid of all the entities, Ron.
Yeah, and you can even come on the entity call that we have if you're interested, and you select your own situation for entities, and that call, you know, we do on Fridays. So back to you.
Okay, that's wonderful. Yeah, those calls are really fantastic. Oh, and speaking of calls, tomorrow at 10 a.m. Pacific time, Ron will be beginning a 7-hour healing call. And if you're new listening, when you go to Creation Lightship tonight, which is quite an experience to be bilocated there and worked on by Creation Lightship doctors, you'll have a small sample of what is an all-day healing event for tomorrow. And there's still time to go to Ron's website, creationlightship.com, and sign up to be part of that. Oh, and I should say you can come on, if you would like to, up to half an hour or so before the call starts, and you'll hear a recording of 12 source energy coming to you in a little pan flute music in the background, during which time you can request a healing. So you can sort of have a pre-healing healing before Ron even comes on the call. And so, Ron, would you like to do some more samples?
Yeah. So let's do a sample of, I think we have a creativity clearing.
We do.
So here we are. Think of maybe you want to be creative at doing something, and you want maybe the blocks to be released so you can be a little more creative. Let's put it that way. So here we go, releasing that energy. You have to think of something naturally. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. That feels pretty good. And remember, tonight is the clock change, so you need to turn it ahead an hour if that pertains to you. And once you do that, then know that you're on today's energy, okay, and not go into the energy of tomorrow so you don't get taken possibly. I don't know what's going to happen. We've done a lot of clearings to prevent a lot of that stuff, but we'll just say that it's still maybe a good option to do. So back to you, Ann.
Right, and Ron, I can't recall now whether you said this or I heard this somewhere else, but if you go to bed at relatively the same time every night, don't change your time. Like, go to bed, you know, if it's 9 o'clock, go to bed at 9 o'clock like it is today, not tomorrow. Am I saying that clearly?
Yeah,
in other words, don't stay up an hour later. Just kind of trick it out. Stay with the old time for, you know, a couple of weeks until your body adjusts to the change, and then that'll help you on the physical level. That's what I heard. Does that make sense to you, Ron?
Yes, it does, yeah.
Okay. And, of course, Ron has also said not to have too many habits like that.
Yep, so let's go to the Lightship, I guess. We probably have plenty of rooms to go in.
We
and
do.
So here we go. This only works live tonight. If you're on an archive, you feel peace energy. Here we go, going up, and you can bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. So going up, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And going to the hot tub room, and we'll just see what room is next, Anne, that you want to bring forth.
Okay. The first request was for the Puma room.
Okay, here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, next room.
The kangaroo room.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay. And request for healing, everybody.
The original Earth Spirit Room.
Okay, here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke.
The Fairy Room.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay.
The Butterfly Room.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10.
The Hot Tub Mineral Bath Room.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10.
Sorry. The Elephant Room.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we can do one more room.
The Floating Magnet Room.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, that's good. So we'll come back from the light ship and getting your animal, pets, flower, tea garden, plants with you. Coming back down, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Here we go. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, thank you, Ron. As always, that was wonderful. And if you don't mind, we had a request for a healing, and it's a very interesting one. Hang on just one second. Feeling left behind, not the same as rejection, such as when every one of your friends is dating or getting married and you are not.
Okay, here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Sometimes they probably need like a loneliness clearing. So back to you.
Yes, and it actually made me think too. It's you did desire and wanting before, but what came to mind for me is longing. When you know that person mentioned, oh, people, you know, other people getting married and you're not. That so many of us, you know, think we're in love or want to be with a certain person and it doesn't work out. And I think of that as longing, like you want something you just can't have and it can ruin your life.
Yeah, it sounds like the song Jesse's Girl.
Yes, that was definitely not happening. It's a good song, though.
Yep.
Can you do a heal, healing of that longing feeling?
Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay?
Okay. And if you want, this could lead us to a healing as well. Somebody sent in a question. Quick question. Ron says that eventually we could wake up one day and find most of our neighbors gone. The local mall is not there, etc. How can we manage in that environment? For example, my local supermarket is in the local mall down the road. Just wondering. Thanks.
Yeah, it's getting too mental. So back to you.
Okay. Well, you kind of mentioned that last night, which is why I wanted to read that one, because you talked about ascension and not getting too worried about it and thinking about it and trying to, you know, do the advance on it. I was wondering if you could. Last night you removed head connectors from us, and it reminded me of the crown chakra. Could you shut down our crown chakras for us, Ron?
Here we go. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Okay, and just go ahead.
Yep, you should feel more condensed in your body, we'll say. You're not going to feel like you're all over the place when you do the crown chakra and get that closed for yourself.
Now, right, and it reminds me of the crown chakra alien cording disconnection. Boys, that is one of my favorite healings, and all the chakras are listed, front side and back side. And I would think that's probably lessening a bit, Ron, but that's still a good clearing to run, I would think. Right?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Let's see if we have any new messages in here. People do want the color sheet, so I'll send those out after the show or tomorrow morning. Should we still be running the Help Enslaved Aliens Leave Earth, Ron, and might you want to do that on the show tonight? Get rid of if there's any aliens around looking to get out.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, here we go, 100.
Well, that was very interesting, Ron. That's the first time I felt like a real energy of gratitude. And I'm wondering if so many of the, dare I say all, maybe, okay, so many of the overlord, you know, bad aliens that have been controlling other aliens are really gone now. And so many of them are freed up. That's how it felt to me.
Wonderful.
Okay. Someone else sent in a request for healing. Past childhood trauma stored in the body, creating havoc and health issues, particularly in the neck area, suppressing self-expression and creativity. Thank you.
What I think I'll do is release pins out of people's necks. So, get ready here. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 30. There we go. See how that's feeling, everybody?
Okay, Ron, thank you so much. It's always great when you take those pins out of us and we feel more freed up and relaxed. I was wondering, too, and we haven't done this in a while, could you remove a shackle, perhaps, from our neck?
Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. You may want to move your neck around, back and forth, up and down. And I'll do that one again. Might hear some crackles, pops, snap, crackle, pops. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. Okay, Ann, back to you.
Okay, we have a request here. Could you do a healing or release of our ears and sinuses?
Yeah, I'm trying to think what the person could do if they had that condition. Maybe the body jump start, possibly. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And just see if that helps you. Back to you, Ann.
Well, I think in this new energy of so much freedom, we're all going to want to have our bodies as cleared out and pain-free and relaxed as possible. So, yeah, that if you haven't done the body jump start, it's really a wonderful bundle of clearings. And just a reminder, at the beginning of the show, I mentioned the CLS or the Weebly chat page for to send us a message, but also at the top, I know Kathy mentioned this last night, there are so many links on there, and one of them is, says healings, and under that you'll find bundles. It's a wonderful way to save a lot of money when you're buying healings. Okay, someone sent in a message. Ron, after hearing all this week of your phenomenal planetary and life force energy healings, I sent a donation to express my utter amazement and appreciation and deep gratitude. Words just are not enough for what a difference it makes to the world.
Thank you.
Yes, that's wonderful. Thank you very much. At any time, you can send Ron a donation by clicking the PayPal donation button. That's right on his website. Oh, and speaking of Ron's website, he has a new sample clearing that anyone, anytime they go to the website, there's a new little box on the upper right-hand side, and it'll clear out the first 100 years of the 2000-year barcode clearing. So if you haven't noticed that yet on the website, you can go check that out. Okay. Let's see, what else could we do a healing for? Oh, I know something that if someone has any of this energy lingering, that might be really tough. The addiction clearing, Ron. Maybe people could think of something they are or have been in the past addicted to.
Addiction, huh? Okay, here we go. Because everybody has a food addiction. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. So I saw you guys out there with your potato chips and popcorn and whatever. Put your hand in the bag now and just see if you want it. So back to you.
So how about our cultural enslavement to food, Ron, and the food industry? Could we have a healing of that?
Well, like I was thinking about, maybe your culture has likes really spicy foods, okay? And for you, it burns your mouth, but you have to, you know, eat something, one of those hot peppers, because maybe your mother always makes it at dinner time, and they expect you to have that dish. So you're being enslaved from their culture and by eating something that you don't like. But if you, you know, and you can't not do it because you'd be rejected. So here we go. I get your mother upset. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. That feels pretty good. Back to you, Ann.
Right. That's great, Ron. I was thinking, too, of, you know, basically the government telling us what to eat with the food pyramid and all that. And farm subsidies. I can't say the word now, but you know what I mean. So there's, I think, a lot of ways we might be enslaved through food.
Yep, that's true.
Yeah, I think that person had a great idea to do a little more clearings, a few more clearings on that cultural enslavement. Okay. Let's see what else we have here. Oh, a lot of people want the color information. Oh, maybe we could do, everyone enjoys getting free of some of those awful orbs, Ron. You want to release some orbs?
Sure. So let's do, let's see here. I'm going to try this here. I shouldn't say try, it'll work. Let's just see, maybe you have orbs attached to maybe your bladder or something like that in your body. So if you have some kind of condition going on, let's do that. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. Okie doke. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, and we'd love to hear from people who felt something, and you know, about what they felt with all the sample healings Ron has been doing tonight. Ron always appreciates a testimonial. We got one from somebody about the healing you did last night, Ron. So please send those in tonight or for the next show. And let's see. Wow, we're getting almost to the end here, Ron. Let's see. Oh, so you took orbs off our bladder. That's very interesting. I was thinking, again, I don't know if it's tied at all to the real colors, you know, what orbs, but red, yellow, and blue. I mean, is it red, yellow? I'm sorry, red, yellow, and green, those primary colors that are the main colors. I thought maybe there might be a predominance of those or something, and maybe you could free us of those three colors.
Yes, let's do red first. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And what color you want to do next? Green?
Blue.
Blue, okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
And I think
green.
I think it's yellow.
Yellow.
Yeah, red, blue, and yellow.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I know with TVs they have RRBG, so red, blue, and green. So anyway.
Okay, let's do green.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke.
Thank you so much, Ron, and it's time to say goodbye and do our new updated Mind to Heart Drop. And thank you, everyone, and thank you, Ron.
Okay, so do the Mind to Heart Drop, and at the end, before we do the counting, you want to state, and keep me real, and keep me real. So here we go. So, and I'll command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart, and keep me real. And here we go. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody. So blessings, and we'll see you later. Thank you, Ann. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. And naturally, thank all you listeners. Bye, everyone.